12A, staff report. Gail?
Yes, just a couple items. We did issue an RFP for the oversight project manager to assist us in looking at some other possible systems that are out there for our pension system. We have been evaluating the proposals that we've received, and I'll be bringing that back. We'll be bringing that back to the board at a meeting in the future for approval. So I did want to let you know that we are working on that, as well as also working on the data cleanup project that I had mentioned previously with our system. That's continuing. We've been doing a lot of packing around here.
I saw some chairs going down the hall when I came in today. Interesting.
So we are open for business at our new location on Tuesday. This is the last board meeting in this location. Feeling a little nostalgic, are we?
Is there a cake? That's all I care
about. There's no cake.
Champagne cake.
A departure cake.
Maybe when things go well at the new building, then we'll have a cake. But, right. So our next meeting will be, the board's next meeting will be held at 1220 Concord Avenue in the conference center on the first floor. It's across the plaza. It's a building across the plaza from where our new office location will be.
Our future training center.
Okay.
There's no outside professionals for 12B, so 12C, trustee comments.
I ran into Gabe, and he says to say hi to everyone.
Tell him we all said hello.
I saw him yesterday.
Oh, that's awesome. Any other trustee comments? Mike?
I guess I should report on my training class. I think probably Donnie will agree with me. That was pretty intense. It was, I've been to about, I don't know how many hundred of training classes in my 32 years. I've never had anything like this. This was really, really good. The only drawback that I would say to it was that there's a mixture of brand new, like we were, and people that have been in on boards for 2 or 3 years. And so they try to deal with everybody. And I would recommend, we have to go in on Monday to be there at 6 o'clock, and they have dinner and then the introduction to the program, et cetera. I think it would behoove them to have the new people go in like at noon and have a four-hour stretch for just brand new people, you know, and then start the class on Tuesday, you know, with everybody as they're doing so far. And I'll make that recommendation to them.
Is this the Calipers?
Pepperdine? Calipers down in...
if only we could get word to Calipers on that.
Do we know anybody?
I've made note of it, and I will.
Okay, so I don't have to bring it up. Okay, yeah. Good. And the only other complaint that I have is I felt like I was on a cruise. Every time I turn around, they were trying to feed you. You know, you have breakfast, and then 2 hours later, they have this big spread up in the back with, you know, fruit and stuff for the break. Then you have lunch. Then you have cookies up in the back, and then you have dinner.
But you have to work all through that, right?
I know. I'm just sweating.
That is absolutely terrible.
It was.
You can't have that.
It was absolutely eating terrible. You know, I think you need to make that comment, too.
Okay, so
everybody weighed 5 more pounds when they went home.
So new people noon on Monday and less food.
Oh, less food. No, don't say less food, because that'll get me in trouble. Yeah. I think the noon would be good. The less food, just forget that.
They're trying to keep your energy up.
Just like no, it was very, very worthwhile. Thank you for sending me.
Yeah, I view that conference as like a must-do.
That's absolutely like really good.
Trustee 101.
The CAP program is actually very, very good for new trustees, also for the International Foundation. So, okay. Yeah, brand new trustees.
Where is that?
It varies from local, but they'll have one this year in San Diego. But they have at the annual conference, and also I think in the spring or June or something like that. But very worthwhile.
I keep hearing the one at Berkeley is excellent as well.
Yeah. So.
Did you have something? Yeah, I guess I just have a general comment. I wanted to thank Gail and all of the staff who are working to transition to the new place. It's an unwieldy task, and I asked Gail a question via email last week, and I kidded her. I said, I'm sure you're having fun with the move, but she was able to get back to me and responded, and it's a Herculean task to move all this. So thank you to everybody in the room, Gail, and everybody. Everybody's doing their job and transitioning and trying to get out. It's a huge deal. I fully respect what a deal it is. So
here, here.
And how thank quick you it, for all the work. It's a big deal.
And how quickly it all came together.
I mean, it's a big deal. Kind of sprouted
out of your review last year, and now we're already here. So I echo Scott's sentiment. Jerry, did you have anything?
Yeah, everybody recognizes that today is the anniversary, 18th anniversary of 9/11. And I'd like to suggest that we adjourn in memory of the numbers, which are still daunting to me, to 2,997 people lost their lives that day, including 422 first responders. And I'd like to propose that we adjourn in their memory.
Really appropriate.
I think that's appropriate. All those in favor of that, say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstain? With that, the meeting's adjourned. Thank you, Jerry.
Very nice, Jerry.
Thank you, everyone.
Is anybody to buy the furniture?
Anybody buy the furniture? Why do you want it?